Hello, everyone. So today is the King's official birthday in the United Kingdom. I suppose it's as close to a national day of the United Kingdom as there is, because there's one for Northern Ireland, well, that's Paddy's Day, one for Scotland, St Andrew's Day, one for Wales, Davis Day, one for England, St George's Day, but not for the UK as a whole. So it's been marked since 1748, the reign of George II. Now, obviously, the real birthday of a monarch varies, the unofficial birthday. But it's been celebrated May or June since then. Like now, Queen Victoria's birthday was in mid-June. But yeah, this is from her time. Her son and heir, Edward the Seventh, his birthday was 9th of November, but they all celebrated it in June and so on. George VI, 14th of December, not ideal. So it was kind of middle of June. It's usually the second Saturday in June and so forth. Because Elizabeth of that name, the second, her birthday was 24th of April, if memory serves. We know that the current monarch, his birthday is 14th of November. They always do that. So the Horse Guards Parade in Londinium, part of that park, part of St James's Park, so a royal park where demonstrations are not allowed. That's where they have the troop in the colour. You know those regiments of foot guards. There are five of them. In order of foundation, Coldstream Guards, Grenadier Guards, Scots Guards, Irish Guards, Welsh Guards, the chaps in the red tunics or the black bearskin hats. I think they're all male still, but the band has women in it as well. And so you can tell a slight difference which regiment is which by the on the collar is a thistle for Scotland. I don't know what the other symbols are. I can't remember what else there are. The sort of bursting bomb for the Grenadiers and so forth, the leek for the Welsh Guards, Irish Guards. What on earth do we have? Not that I was ever in any military unit. And then the plumes, the thistle one in the bearskin for the Scots Guards, and a blue one for the Irish Guards. St Patrick's blue. Is it a green leek for the Welsh Guards? Then a do Grenadiers have a red this red thing in the little plume? I can't remember whether it's a left or right. Or do you call it a hackle? Because one regiment's got on the other side. And the number of buttons, as in the buttons go one space one space one for the first of those regiments founded, two space two space two space two, and so on, or 333 444, or indeed 555. Likewise, the numbers of buttons on the cuff. You can tell by the officers by their gold braid and so forth. So them stomping up and down, and so you have a battalion of each. That's 2,500 foot guards, and the horse guards, the blues and royals, and the life guards. The blues and royals wearing blue tunics, and the lifeguards wearing red tunics. They're a bit like the cuirassiers in the French army. So they are cavalry. Some people who join that have never been on horseback before they join. I think women can be in those regiments now, and only for ceremonial duties they're using equines. Obviously, they use tanks, armored personnel carriers for their real military duties. So anyway, it's quite a spectacle of military pageantry, and some of the moves are so complicated they can't write it down. And trooping the colours, and their colour is the flag, showing them their flag. You do the night before the battle, so this is the rallying point. We're bombarded, some people are killed, some people are wounded, the lines are broke. This is your regimental flag. You gather around that. Okay, you don't know where to go, and so that's why they carry the colours and the flag through the lines of the soldiers, so they would recognise it. That's what the origins of it are. So trooping colour and the birthday parade, same thing really. So it takes a couple of hours. There are seats there. People have to get ticketed seats. I think it's free though. And that goes on, okay, in their full ceremonial uniform. They have a full dress rehearsal, is it the day before, about 4 o'clock in the morning, so as not to obstruct the traffic. And I've been seeing the beating of retreat. Not sure I got tickets that was free though, which maybe not quite the same thing. They set up all those seats there on Horse Guards Parade. So Horse Guards Parade, it used to be a free car park for senior civil servants about 1990s, called it Central Park, and then they got rid of that, obviously. So of course, the civil servants didn't like it. It's always open to mark and walk around, but not obviously when they put all that seating on those terraces up there. So that's it. Celebrating His Britannic Majesty Charles of that name, the third, and he used to ride around that parade. His mother, she rode in the parade, saluting and so on, until she turned 60. The birthday honours before this, they announced people who've been there, made knights or whatever, given the order of the British Empire, made a member of the British Empire, whatever it is. Okay, so British embassies and high commissions overseas is treated as the national day of the United Kingdom. So some civil servants get an extra day off around this time. So what do you think? Should it be, should they move it to a Friday or a Monday and make it a public holiday? Does the UK have too many bank holidays already? Methinks it does. So yeah, I like this sort of stuff. I mean, not a militarist. I realise, you know, the United Kingdom needs a stronger military capability. Military is a necessary evil. Wish we didn't need to have one. You know, it's a bit like saying wish we didn't have to have doctors because they're a necessary evil. But then there's no sense wishing away illness and death. Obviously, Republic of Ireland, we get a stronger military capability as well. So goodness. So that's what's going on. And even the Labour Party at the moment is wishing his gracious majesty, Charles Philip Arthur George Mountbatten of Windsor, good health. All right. So there he is, 77 years of age, long to reign over us. What do you think? Is it the national day of the United Kingdom? Should more fanfare be made of it? Because I think most of the public are not even aware of it. They do it when there's decent weather. Obviously, the weather can't be depended upon even in June in the British Isles. Right. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to my Patreon, PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.